collinearity, tell how to distinguish among the different levels of it, tell the problems related to each level, what are the ways of dealing with the problems caused. Simple collinearity is the idea that predictors are correlated with each other. There's really nothing you can do about it. It's going to lead to differences between bivariate and multivariate analyses. There's really not a whole lot you can do about it. It represents reality. Life's good. What we call extreme collinearity is when predictors are more correlated with each other than they're correlated with the criterion. This is most likely to lead to the sort of models that we saw where you have a model that works and hardly anything that contributes to the model that works. And if it gets bad enough, you run into what we called singularity, when the predictors are so strongly related to each other that one or more predictors are perfectly correlated with other predictors. Now that's one that you can try and do something about, because much of the time singularity is produced by our own error, like when we include a series of things and their total as predictors in a model, or a series of things and their average. Ran into one of those just this weekend. Somebody had in GRE verbal, GRE quantitative, and total. Couldn't figure out why SPSS wouldn't have all of those. Okay, just you can't do that. When you have singularity, and sometimes even when you have extreme collinearity, you can either select variables or you can aggregate variables. In either case, what you're saying is, I have fewer kinds of information than I have variables. We talked about the crocodile data where we had these five different head measurements. Basically what we did is we put the two width measures together into one thing. We put the two length measures together into one thing, left the volume thing by itself. Those three predictors gave us a very nicely behaved model. All three contributed. The model did as well as the larger model. Everything you could hope for. Sometimes you select variables, sometimes you aggregate variables, but you can reduce the collinearity by reducing the number of predictors. Another way that you can sometimes help with collinearity problems is to increase sample size. Because as you know, larger sample size, more sensitive model, more things are statistically significant. And that unique contribution might be statistically significant in a more powerful, larger sample-sized study.